Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we are pleased to be joined on live right now by Josephine Pond. She is the Minister of Seniors and Housing for the province of Alberta. Yes, first of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Thank you so much, Kyle.
All right, main thing we wanted to talk about today is the province recently released their kind of new strategy to help stop elder abuse. I want you to tell us through some of the main points of this sort of new strategy here.
That's the new strategy we are so proud of, called a collaborative approach, which is the guys how we can all work together to stop the elder abuse before it happens. So we're just including the update definitions of the elder abuse that will be applied across the government funded elder abuse of prevention programs, and also returning to the updated definitions, which is really help to provide clarity to community stakeholder and promoting standard data connections and information sharing regarding the incidents of elder abuse.
You know, with this, having this new strategy we got out now, how will this help in, I guess, sort of kind of raising the awareness, if you will, of elder abuse?
So that this collaborative strategy that will provide our community leaders and the professionals that with the knowledge that they need to recognize and that report the elder abuse. Because the awareness, I think we have to work on more with the people that who deal with or elderly. And by increasing the awareness, those family members are more likely to spot elder abuse. And they understand and they try to have a better understanding how to spot that on their parents, grandparents, or the seniors. So with the training, individuals are providing financial service as well. So the position to recognize the sign of financial abuse, which is the case is increasing that rapidly, among the seniors' clients, and provide the appropriate counsel. So they often that have a frequent contact with the Alberta seniors, so they kind of watch behind the scene that what's going on with the money. So this is very important that to me personally, in particular, I worked in a bank before in the financial sector, and banking industry play a major role in this. And I'm hoping that working with the banking that prevent that all those abnormal money transactions going on with the seniors account, law enforcement, senior serving agents, community and family, all these people, we will support the development and sharing of training with this resource. And hopefully that we will help the professional and all the loved ones identify and more importantly, report and respond to the elder abuse.
And certainly you've talked a little bit about how this is really kind of a sort of a collective approach to dealing with this issue here. I know there's been a little bit in there about community groups. How can those groups kind of sort of get involved in helping to deal with this issue?
Yeah, well, they're very important, playing a very important role in this initiative. And we will continue to work with all the senior service organizations and stakeholders, which is to prevent and address elder abuse. And I just want to mention one thing. In 2021, we partnered with Alberta Elder Abuse Awareness Council. We provide about $750,000 grant that has been used to fund about 16 organizations to improve the support for the seniors experience elder abuse. So we started since last year. And we, as a government, and continue to produce several resources to support the individual and organizations as they work to prevent and address abuse, as it's always important. We did develop a toolkit for developing the coordinated community response to elder abuse. And also we the social isolation resource kit we created and provided tool to help the service provider raise awareness about the relationship between the social isolation and elder abuse. Last but not least, we also have the online platform. It's called CORE, and which is the standard for Collaborative Online Resource and Education. So this platform will help the senior organization to improve the service delivered by sharing resource and coordinating the service. Currently, we have about 28 organizations are using this platform to collaborate on elder abuse prevention. So we are so proud to update the elder abuse prevention strategy guide, which is I made out last month, 2 days ago, and how we can all work together to make our province a and the safe of our seniors.
One stat I read recently, which I kind of found interesting, was that rates of family violence, child abuse, those kinds of things tend to increase around things like public health crises and economic downturns, which sounds an awful lot like some of the things we've had here in Alberta and kind of everywhere else in the world, really, over the past couple of years. So how important is it with all that kind of going on that to get this kind of new strategy out sort of now, kind of the timing of it?
It was very important, Kyle. We act now, and we need a new strategy. Because elder abuse is a very serious issue in our province. And almost near 1 in 10 Alberta seniors may be victims of elder abuse. So unfortunately, that's a way of family violence, including elder abuse, and tend to increase, as I mentioned. So the particular COVID-19, the public health crisis, and economy turned down, and that's one of the factors that have a increase the ratios of family violence and elder abuse. So that, in addition, the most recent provincial elder abuse prevention strategy, it was more than 10 years old before, and they done that in 2020. So that this is a real timing that we have updated our current 5-year strategy to that try to put a new way, new thinking, a creative way to partner with all the nonprofit organizations and stakeholders and working together to stop this as an acceptable behavior. So I want to mention that Alberta seniors populations have been doubled to over 715,000 seniors now, and it become more diverse. So we have to make changes to deal with this populations growing. And we expect in 2035 we will reach 1 million seniors in Alberta. So this is the action must be taken. And our seniors, of course, build this country, and they are strength of our province. So we need to make sure that we provide safe and caring community so that they can enjoy their golden years.
And finally, whatever have guests join us here, the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we always like to throw in a little personal question to kind of show, hey, these politicians are people too. Now, when it comes to you, Josephine, of course, we are in kind of summertime here in Alberta, probably a lot of people going out to explore different parts of this province here. Now, you yourself are the MLA for the riding of Calgary-Bennington. What are some interesting things kind of happening in your riding over the next little bit that might be interesting for people to check out there?
Calgary-Bennington is the best. Well, thank you for asking that. And Calgary-Bennington, in fact, that we have over both 20 to 35% of populations in Calgary-Bennington are seniors. So I take it very serious in my heart that what I can do and improve, not just for the senior in my riding and for the seniors in Alberta. And also that in my riding is quite diverse and very mature riding. So there's a lot of family there, and we have a different kinds of variety, very diverse community. So that if anyone that interested to come to my community, please welcome. We have a different kinds of activities. It's just recently about Calisthenics time. We association, a couple of associations in Calgary-Bennington. We organize Calisthenics breakfast, which is there's many of them in Calgary at that time. And we have over 2,000 people attending our Calgary-Bennington breakfast. So we are so proud of our community.
All right, sounds like you have a number of things to keep you busy down there. Josephine Pond, the Minister of Seniors and Housing for the province of Alberta, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.